Tammy, hi.
Hi, Lester.
That's Tammy Coxon with Tammy's Tastings. Boy, you seem excited about this new ingredient. You've talked about this before.
Right. So today we're playing with St. Julien Michigan Light Solera Cream Sherry. So this is a product I've been familiar with for a while and have actually been hunting down, but I haven't been able to find it near me. So I was driving to Chicago a couple weeks ago, passed by a sign, St. Julien, off this exit, jumped off, grabbed a bottle so I could have fun with it.
Okay, sherry. I thought sherry was made in Spain.
Yes. So sherry is definitely made in Spain. And in the United States, sherry is still sort of used as a semi-generic term, so you will find things that are made domestically that are called sherries. So you'll notice this is a Michigan light sherry, right? So that's when you make it in the U.S., you have to specify where it's been made. What's interesting to me about this product is that it isn't made with the same grapes as a traditional sherry. It isn't, for the most part, made with the same technique as a traditional sherry. And yet, the finished product is very, very close to a particular style of Spanish sherry and works brilliantly as a substitute for that style of sherry in cocktails.
You know what I call that? Michigan ingenuity.
Indeed. And they've been making this since 1973, actually, at St. Julien.
So it's been around for a while.
It has. So they use a Solera system, which is a system that ages things progressively through barrels. And their set of barrels, their Solera, has been going since 1973.
I also noticed that you've got what's become a bartender favorite in this region anyway, the Norden Aquavit.
That's right. I was really excited to come across this cocktail called the Jesper Lind in the Death & Company cocktail book because it really gave me an opportunity to highlight three really nice Michigan ingredients in a cocktail.
Right, and there's the gin.
And there's the gin. Our gin today is from Ann Arbor Distilling Company, and it's their winter gin. Ann Arbor Distilling Company makes seasonal gins, and the winter one is the closest to what we would think of as a traditional gin style. The others are really quite different.
All right, how do you make a Jesper Lind?
So this is a stirred cocktail. It's probably a little bit of a twist on a Vesper, which is a famous James Bond cocktail. Y'all can look that up. So I started with 1.5 ounces of the Arbor Distilling Winter Gin, added 3/4 ounce of the St. Julien Michigan Light Cream Sherry, then 1/2 ounce of Norden Aquavit, and then just 1 teaspoon of vanilla syrup, and we'll put a recipe for that up on the website, and 1 dash of orange bitters. And I stirred that all up and served it up in a coupe like a martini would be served.
Well, three Michigan ingredients like that, that's a big swath of the state. That sounds fine to me, but I guess the real test is in the tasting. So here we go. Oh, my God, there's a lot going on there. I mean, that's complex. That's really nice.
There really is a lot going on there. So this style of sherry, a cream sherry, is a sweeter style of sherry. So there's definitely some pronounced sweetness to the drink, but it's offset by the dryness of the gin and the aquavit, and then just amped up a little bit again with the vanilla syrup. But I think it really does play nicely.
Yeah, I agree completely. That is magic in a glass.
All right. I'm really glad you like that one, Lester.
Well, you've got a second glass that looks really similar but a little darker. What's it for?
Death & Company is a New York City-based bar, so they're not using Michigan ingredients in their drink. And this comes up a lot when you're looking at cocktail books where you may not have the very specific ingredients that they call for. And you always question, can I just substitute ingredients that I have on hand? So I thought it would be fun to do a comparison of making this cocktail with the ingredients that they actually called for. So that's what the second glass is, Lester.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'll take a taste of that, too. Not as complex, and frankly, I think the Michigan one has a lot more going for it.
Right. So when we've taken this drink in a different direction, you can definitely see there's some similarities between the two, but I agree with you. I think our drink has a lot of interesting stuff going on.
You can barely note the aquavit in that. It's really heavy on sherry.
Right. So the Lustau East India Solera sherry that we used in the Death & Company recipe is definitely a little bit more of a assertive flavor, shall we say, while the aquavit that they used is a aged aquavit and thus has a little bit less of an assertive flavor. So it definitely changes the balance.
All right. Well, I'm down with the Michigan Jesper Lind.
Michigan Jesper Lind for the win.
Cheers.
Cheers.